This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. The United States Space Force has announced its next Chief Master Sergeant. As KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, the role is the highest position for enlisted members of the force.
Chief Master Sergeant John F. Bentivania will advise the Chief of Space Operations and the Secretary of the Air Force on morale and development. He'll also be a liaison between enlisted members of the country's newest military branch and civilians and government officials. Bentivania has served in the military for nearly 30 years, starting at the Air Force and later holding a leadership position at Peterson Space Force Base. He'll continue his work at the branch's headquarters in Washington, D.C. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock's office has confirmed the city will reactivate its Emergency Operations Center to assist newly arrived migrants. CPR's Paolo Shalcedo reports more than 200 migrants per day have arrived in the city since last week.
The city will be reactivating the same response team they used during the last major surge of migrants. The Emergency Operations Center and Joint Information Center will be activated within the next few days and staffed by city employees. In December, the team operated emergency overnight shelters and provided other forms of support to migrants. It was demobilized in early March. I'm Paolo Shalcedo, CPR News.
Congressman Joe Neguse and Senator Michael Bennett are pushing to improve pay and benefits for federal wildland firefighters. The two federal lawmakers have introduced a proposal called TIMS Act. The bill raises starting wages for new federal wildland firefighters to at least $20 an hour.
These are first responders. They are people who are sacrificing a lot to protect us and our families and our communities and our states, and they ought to be adequately paid for the sacrifices that they're making. So,
TIMS Act would also include a housing stipend and mental health services for firefighters. An increase in federal pay was approved last Congress, but that was only temporary. It's about 50 in Denver and Boulder. Severe storms in the forecast later today.